Strategy ads, no BTC, Bitmine ads, no ETH as smaller firms, pick up 612 BTC Strategy, the corporate Bitcoin holder run by Michael Saylor, made no new BTC purchases in the week ending May 25th, according to weekly treasury data shared by Woo Blockchain. Bitmine, the largest publicly traded Ether holder, also added zero ETH to its balance sheet. Four other public companies still bought a combined 612 BTC over the same period. The data marks the first time in months that both of the biggest single asset accumulators have paused in the same week. As of May 26, 2026, BTC trades at 76,138, down 0.3% over 24 hours, and ETHEI at $2,097, down 0.3%, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 39. Strategy and Bitmine hit the brakes. Together, Strategy's weekly BTC purchases through Q1 range from roughly $50 to $400, funded through a mix of convertible notes, preferred stock, and an at-the-market equity program. Skipping a week entirely is rare, but not unprecedented. The company has gone 2 to 3 weeks without buying during prior funding gaps, typically when the stock trades below the levels at which equity issuance makes sense. Bitmine has run a similar playbook on ETH since rebranding to a digital asset accumulator. The company has been one of the most consistent open buyers of Ether through 2026, often disclosing weekly purchases in 10,000, 30,000 ETH increments. A zero buy week from Bitmine has shown up only a handful of times. Both companies have historically kept buying through drawdowns. That makes the dual pause stand out from a narrative standpoint rather than a price action one. Neither has publicly explained the missing week as of writing. 6 and 12 BTC across four smaller buyers. The 612 BTC came from four separate disclosures filed through the week. The buyers and their individual sizes have not all been confirmed in a single regulatory document, but the aggregate figure circulating in the Woo Blockchain weekly summary tracks with on-chain attribution and 8K filings from secondary corporate treasuries. At current prices, 612 BTC is worth roughly $47. That is a fraction of a typical Strategy week and an even smaller fraction of total spot ETF flows, but it confirms the corporate treasury bid has not disappeared. It has redistributed toward smaller buyers. The pattern lines up with what the six-day Bitcoin ETF outflow streak suggested earlier in the month. Institutional flows are thinning, but they are not coordinated. Some allocators have stepped back, while others keep accumulating at scaled-down sizes. The Saylor selling question sits in the background. Saylor told CNBC earlier in May that Strategy selling some of its BTC before year-end was not unlikely, depending on funding conditions. He framed the comment as hypothetical and tied to capital structure decisions rather than a price view. Still, the comment changed the read on any week Strategy does not buy. A single zero-buy week is not a sell signal. Strategy has resumed accumulation after every prior pause. The risk for sentiment is that the market is now pricing two scenarios at once, a slowing accumulation pace and an opening to the idea that the largest corporate holder could eventually start trimming. Both fears tend to compress on weeks like this one. Readers who want context on the funding side should see the Saylor signaling possible Strategy BTC sales in 2026 coverage from earlier this month. Implications for the Treasury bid. The aggregate corporate Treasury bid was running at an estimated 5,000, 8,000 BTC per week through Q1 2026 across all known public holders. A week showing 612 BTC of net adds is a sharp drop, even after accounting for Strategy and Bitmine's outsized weight in the average. If the pattern persists for two or three more weeks, it would mark the slowest stretch of corporate accumulation since the post-halving cycle began. If it reverses next week with a typical Strategy purchase, this entry will likely be remembered as a funding window artifact rather than a turning point. ETH Treasury demand is harder to read because fewer public companies hold meaningful balances. Bitmine sitting out compresses that signal further. Whether the firm resumes buying as the spot price hovers near $2,000 will be a cleaner test of corporate ETH conviction than any single week of data. The recent Bitmine 126mm ETH buy was framed in part as a Russell Index inclusion catalyst. which adds another non-price reason the Treasury could resume buying soon.